From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. West Coast states could really use a friendly long-term weather forecast following the typically rainless summer in Southern California and recent months of drought across Northern California and the Pacific Northwest. As reported in AgriPulse, U.S. Forest Service numbers show wildfires charred nearly 800,000 acres in Oregon and Washington this year, 55% more than last year, and in California, more than 880,000 acres have burned, 57% over 2016. Relief could be on the way, with a three-month outlook from the National Weather Service suggesting above-average rainfall in the Pacific Northwest. Critics of crop insurance are laying the groundwork for winning amendments to the next farm bill that could slash premium subsidies and support to the insurance industry. Senate Agriculture Chairman Pat Roberts of Kansas told AgriPulse he's preparing to argue against any amendments attacking crop insurance. Critics will argue the crop insurance program provides more assistance than farmers and companies deserve. They are also prepared to argue the farm economy is in better shape than is being portrayed. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer is disappointed with the lack of progress in the fourth round of NAFTA negotiations. After the round concluded last Tuesday, Lighthizer says Mexico and Canada are reluctant to give up existing unfair advantages. According to Brownfield, Lighthizer, Mexico's economy minister, and Canada's foreign minister issued a joint statement saying there are significant conceptual gaps to resolve. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.